Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think Mike Tomlin slipped up today. I think Tomlin put his foot in his mouth. I think Tomlin let a little bit too much of the cat out of the bag, which he's gotten used to all these required speaking engagements. He only does the bare minimum now, Mulls. He doesn't talk at the NFL scouting combine because he's not forced to. He doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
He'll talk again right before the draft because the league makes him do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make him talk at these owners meetings where it's the AFC coaches breakfast. Who do you think does the biggest breakfast? It's got to be Reed, right? I mean, this is not
really. Are you really like trying
second biggest? Is it Tomlin at this point?
What about McDermott? He's, you know, wrestler.
How about Mike Vrabel?
Oh, Vrabel, yeah. Now,
or is Vrabel on TB12 where he's only doing, he's doing more vegan things. He's not doing.
No, Vrabel's eating
sausage and
eggs.
You think Mike McDaniel does more
of
a vegan breakfast? Only egg whites, things like that.
Who is doing the worst breakfast?
Is there spinach here?
Grapefruit, egg white omelet. Yeah, spinach. You know, is the cheese locally sourced? Things like that.
Mm.
I think Tomlin is eating a very all-American, like, pieces of toast, whatever bread he likes.
I could see Stefanski asking where the food comes from. I could see Stefanski, yeah. Yeah, he's a smarty pants.
What's Belichick's breakfast? That's what I want to know.
Black coffee and burnt toast.
The Jim Nance, they call it. He's like, do you have any figs? By the way, who put the first cat in the bag that the cat needed to be let out of the bag? You ever thought about that for even 10 seconds of your life?
No, I haven't. It goes way back. Maybe it's a Houdini thing. Maybe it's
tossed a cat in a bag and somebody said, this is the beginning of a great expression.
All right, so Tomlin talks today, and he brings up that it gets brought up to him that Edmonds is gone and that they're running out of options. Safeties are signing. I think a guy signed in Buffalo today, Rapp, to a one-year deal. I've seen a lot of the Steelers media had linked him as a possible Edmonds replacement. Right, so, look, on its own, replacing Edmonds, trying to replace him, it's not a headline story. It's not a big story. But it's what Tomlin said about how they go about doing it that means a lot to me. He said, we're either going to have to sign or draft someone. So the signing thing is pretty much done. Go to any website that lists free agents who are left out there and find safeties. There aren't any. Like, you're talking about the very bottom of the barrel here. The Terrell Edmonds was considered like one of the last few starter-capable safeties that were free agents, and he signs for nothing, $2 million, which goes to show you just how valuable the guy is. Answer, not very. That's all he gets from Philadelphia on a one-year deal. It's the second part of the answer that I'm unaccustomed to Tomlin saying straight up, we're going to draft somebody for that spot. So where are they comfortable drafting starters at that position? First round, probably not. I don't see many starting safeties out there.
Okay.
But it just seems to me like we will do the draft on Thursday. The Steelers will pick somebody 17th. And then we will be all but assured or promised that the following night, when they have 2 seconds and a third, that they will use one of those three picks on a safety. And I would not have said that when we left the show Friday, or just trying to get my life in order when I was raging mad all day Saturday about this trip, and then started
raging mad,
yeah. Yeah, because I'm not getting any of my money back. So Saturday was the day where I just
let it all hang out.
I left the house and went to the Chartiers Houston track, which is about 2 miles from where I live.
Okay.
And just, I was the only person out there. I put my headphones on. I think for a solid half hour, I screamed. Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to say.
There was no one around me. So I was just, anything that came into my head.
Yeah. F-bombs.
Just
so you,
let it
did
out.
Did you sound like a person suffering from Tourette's?
Just a crazy
Jim
person.
Jim Eisenreich?
Yes. If anyone saw me on this track, they would think that person needs to be.
See, I thought you were going to say I went to Shar Houston's track and I put on my headphones and I just did wind sprints until I was too tired to be angry anymore. But no, you in true Andrew Filippone fashion just started yelling.
So that's what I did on Saturday. Sunday, I started to come down a little bit and started to feel a little bit better about life. And then I'm here today. I'm fine. But it's just this. I would not have expected.
Do you think he's willing to take one in the middle rounds?
Do you think they'll start? You think they don't have middle round
pick 80,
picks?
Pick 80. Think they're going to take one more likely to take a safety at pick 49 or at pick 80?
Okay,
so that's where I think it would start.
So
or pick 120. Maybe pick 49, 80, and 120.
I don't think that they would use a fourth round. I don't think they would expect a fourth round pick to start day one. I know Dan Moore did. But I did not think that we would come in today and Tomlin would choreograph one of their higher picks on a position.
And they are known for not doing subterfuge or anything else like that. When they say something or when they kind of tip their hand that they are interested
but
in
the
something,
roster,
it means they're
the
interested
roster
in
backs
it.
That up.
No, I know. The Killebrew's roster makes it obvious.
Killebrew's a special teams guy. Kazy is Minka Fitzpatrick's backup. They literally do not have a starter at that position, and there's no one left in free agency.
So, the only guys I see left on SpotTrack are, Jonathan Abram got hurt, right?
Jonathan Abram sucks.
I know he sucks. Taylor Rapp is unsigned.
No, he just signed.
Okay, they didn't update theirs yet. The literal guys that I see out there that they list as not being signed is John Johnson signed?
John Johnson, two crappy years in Cleveland.
Man,
was pretty good with the
Rams. But he had a track record. Wouldn't you at least want to take a sniff around
Maybe.
That guy? He's only 27, man. He's not old.
Another one of these Browns castoffs.
I know, but wouldn't you say, hey, we'll actually coach you here? Don't come on. You just got that Cleveland stink on you.
No, that was their thinking with Hayden. But Hayden was a better player.
Dude, you're right, though. The rest of this really is like a barren.
There's nothing out there. Tomlin's trying to convince people today out in Phoenix that they're going to move Patrick Peterson to safety and have him play some safety. Now, you would think a player at his age comes off a renaissance year, a really good year, where he has 5 interceptions and is able to extend his career out, mm-hmm. where after just signing a 1-year discount deal with the Vikings, Peterson, a future Hall of Famer, is good enough to get a multi-year deal done with the Steelers. And his coach is singing his praises. But then he takes it to the next step or the next level, which is we're going to have him play every position. That's not smart.
He's going to play defensive end for us. No,
outside corner, inside corner, and safety?
No, I think you have to pick one, but I don't think it's completely out of the
realm
of possibility.
That's old dog, new tricks.
No, I know. Well, I think the corner to safety thing for a guy as accomplished as Peterson is not like some daunting thing. I mean, Rod Woodson reinvented himself. Charles Woodson played safety. All
so
these
he's
guys
your strong up, safety.
No,
he's
I don't
the
think
that,
he should play strong up in the box.
Well,
I don't
then
think
where
that's
does he play?
Game.
That's Minka's game to play
no,
deep.
I know.
Minka now gets down into
no,
the box.
No, that wastes him.
So that doesn't work
so really,
either.
He's probably just going to play outside corner.
He's trying to sell us that he plays safety, but he can't play the way Edmonds played safety. We're not dumb. We weren't born yesterday. We know that's not how the Steelers' defense works.
No, they put a guy in the box.
Right. So it can't be him. So he is either telling
is he
us
take
that
Jair Brown from Penn State, who, if you looked at the great PM team mock draft today, version 14, was our 4th pick in that draft. Is he going to take a guy like that
and plug him in right away as a starter?
That's not the Steelers' way of doing things. You know what I would do? I would actually take a look at John Johnson and try to figure out why John Johnson sucked so bad in Cleveland. If it was miscast, just didn't fit there, whatever it was. Because John Johnson had the reputation when they signed him. That was supposed to be a really good player.
I prefer that to what he's, I think.
Well, that's
not
signing
just,
somebody. Like he just, mentioned signing or drafting.
Not just teasing, but I think admitting. We're going to have to draft somebody.
We're going to take a third round graded player in the 4th round to make up for Terrell Edmonds a couple years ago.
Okay, so I would think if you believe a guy's good enough to start, you're going to use one of your first 4 picks on him. First round, one of your 2 second rounds, or your 3rd round pick. So however you go about any mock draft you see from here on out until they sign a safety, until they actually bring a body in, every mock draft should have a safety in the first, as one of the first four picks. Every one of them. Because until they sign somebody,
wait a minute,
they have to draft a starter.
Now, this is PFF's ranking only that I'm going by. But who did our pal, who did our buddy Mike Griffith last week tell us to watch out for that would be on the Steelers' radar? He is number six ranked safety on PFF's big board and their 77th overall player, but he's number one in your heart, Chris Smith.
Okay.
Georgia. So he's actually ranked considerably higher than Jair Brown on their rankings.
So let's say they take him in the third round.
80th pick.
Right.
I wouldn't love that, but that's right where he would be valued at by PFF at least.
I can't remember the last time the Steelers looked like they didn't have a starter at a position when free agency ended.
Drafted a guy
and the coach just had to say, yeah, we don't have a starter there, so we're going to have to draft or sign somebody. Oh, wait, you're telling me all the starters are signed? Oops, well, I guess we are just going to have to draft a starter.
God, I would love to see them at least kick the tires on John Johnson. I'll say it again. It would be the more Steeler way thing to do, the way they like to operate, to sign John Johnson for a song because his value has been so cratered by that time in Cleveland, then draft a guy that you actually think could start after maybe 1 year of
learning. How likely do you think this makes the Alabama kid who can play safety?
Well, that was my other thought.
First round
but see,
pick.
We've had other people sort of disabuse us of that notion because he's not a big guy. Didn't Ray Fittipaldo say he was 195? Ray said Edmonds played around 215 to 220 in that range. I've seen Terrell Edmonds walking around on the street. He never looked like he was more than a buck 90 soaking wet. I never understood that. Maybe I was just hallucinating.
No, I don't disagree with you on that.
But if Brian Branch is out as a box safety because he's not big enough, either the Steelers would categorically disagree with that, or that would be their first-round pick because he's the highest-rated guy.
Or they would make him play slot corner, and they would legitimately do something with Peterson and Minka as their two safeties that we haven't seen them ever do before. And ask a guy at 30. Well, guys do become safeties in their 30s. That's not unusual.
But do they become box safeties who want to get up there and hit?
No.
No, I said that earlier. Guys do become safeties. That is the pathway for elite Hall of Fame caliber corners if they age gracefully, but to ask Patrick Peterson to stick his nose up in there and make tackles, I think, is a different ballgame.
So this is, I think, the most we've seen Tomlin tip his hand on a draft decision, maybe ever, as Steelers head coach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.